Hey everyone, it's your boy Brandon Cole back with another dose of calm over chaos. Ever feel like you're constantly battling that little voice in your head whispering doubts and negativity? You know, the one that says, you can't do this, or what if you fail? Well, guess what? We're tackling that today. Because let's be real, our inner dialogue has a huge impact on our confidence. And when it comes to crushing goals, feeling good about ourselves, and navigating life with more ease, confidence is key. Think of it like this. Your brain is like a muscle, and just like any muscle, it needs the right kind of fuel to perform at its best. Positive self-talk is that fuel. It's about consciously choosing to replace those negative thoughts with empowering ones. Now, I know what you might be thinking, easier said than done, right? Trust me, I get it. But the cool thing is, we can train our brains to think differently with consistent effort. Here are 5 key takeaways to get you started on this awesome journey. 1. Become aware. The first step is awareness. Pay attention to those negative thoughts popping up. What triggers them? When do they show up most often? Recognizing the patterns helps you gain control over them. It's like becoming a detective for your own mind, uncovering the clues behind those pesky self-doubts. 2. Challenge the negativity. Don't just accept those negative thoughts as facts. Ask yourself, is this thought really true? What evidence supports it? Often, our negativity stems from irrational beliefs or past experiences that no longer serve us. By challenging these thoughts, you start to dismantle their power over you. It's like having a mental workout, flexing your critical thinking muscles and building resilience against those negative voices. 3. Reframe your thinking. Once you've challenged those negative thoughts, it's time to reframe them. Find a positive spin on a situation, even if it's tough. For example, instead of "I messed up that presentation," try "I learned from that experience and I'll do better next time." This shift in perspective can be incredibly empowering. It's like turning a frown upside down, finding the silver lining in every cloud, and reminding yourself that you are capable of learning and growing. 4. Practice gratitude. Taking time to appreciate the good things in your life can significantly boost your confidence. Make a list of things you're grateful for each day, big or small. It could be anything from a delicious cup of coffee to the support of loved ones. This practice helps shift your focus to the positive and reminds you that there is always something to be thankful for. Remember, gratitude is a superpower. 5. Be kind to yourself. Seriously, this one's crucial. We often beat ourselves up over mistakes or setbacks. But remember, everyone makes mistakes, it's part of being human. Treat yourself with the same kindness and compassion you would offer a good friend. Celebrate your wins, big and small, and don't be afraid to ask for help when you need it. Remember, self-compassion is not weakness, it's strength. Let me tell you about a time this really hit home for me. I was working on this project that felt like an uphill battle, deadlines looming, unexpected challenges popping up left and right. My inner critic started going into overdrive, whispering doubts and anxieties in my ear. But then I remembered the power of positive self-talk. Instead of letting those negative thoughts win, I focused on reminding myself of past successes, breaking down the project into smaller, manageable tasks, and celebrating each milestone as I achieved it. You know what? I nailed it. The project turned out even better than expected, and that feeling of accomplishment was incredible. It reminded me that with positive self-talk, we can truly overcome any obstacle and achieve anything we set our minds to. So remember, the next time you catch yourself slipping into negative thought patterns, take a deep breath, challenge those thoughts, reframe them, and remind yourself of your strengths and capabilities. You are capable of amazing things. We've got this. It's not always easy, but by practicing positive self-talk consistently, you'll see a real difference in your confidence level. And that, my friends, is a recipe for success in every area of your life. Now, I want to hear from you. What are some examples of positive self-talk that have worked for you? Share your stories in the comments below and let's inspire each other. Don't forget to subscribe, rate, and review the podcast so we can reach more people who need a little dose of calm over chaos. Until next time, keep shining bright.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.